Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Thank you very much everybody everywhere for listening, subscribing, downloading and recommending the podcast. It's very kind of you and I'm very grateful. As we're still in the middle of very hot weather in the UK, it reminded me of a time long ago. So this podcast is about a summer when I was much younger than I am now. In the early 70s, my uncle and aunt owned and ran a hotel in a quiet seaside town on the Kent coast, which is the sort of the south of England. As far as I can remember, summers in the early 70s were always very warm, or perhaps they just were on the weeks that we spent at my uncle and aunt's hotel. I remember 1974 and 1975 being quite pleasant summers. In 1975, it was the first time I'd been abroad. It was a school day trip to Boulogne in France. It was also a chance for us to practice our French language skills, as I think the school trip was limited to those studying French. One souvenir I brought back to England was a mercury thermometer attached to a scene of Boulogne and encased within a plastic dome. This information is relevant to later. Let's go forward a year to 1976. The pop group ABBA were becoming megastars and preparations were being made for Queen Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee the following year in 1977. That's 25 years. Back in 1976, however, I was in my early teens. It was getting quite near to the late July, all of August school summer holidays in the UK, and the weather was becoming increasingly, unnaturally hotter. I was playing in our back garden with my younger brother, and we had to stop because we were both getting too hot to move about. I brought my Boulogne mercury thermometer into the garden and placed it on the window ledge. We both wanted to see how hot it was, and the thermometer showed that the temperature was heading towards 90 degrees Fahrenheit. After a while, we carried on playing. At our next break, we decided to check the thermometer again, as we were sure it had become even hotter. Unfortunately, the weather had become so hot that the mercury in the thermometer had gone past the top scale of the thermometer and the thermometer had exploded. There was red fluid all over the inside of the plastic dome. Our mum saw it and decided it would be wiser and safer if we disposed of the now useless instrument. I think this was an indication of how hot it would become in the UK. We didn't think so at the time, but looking back, we could see the warning signs were there. My secondary school building was only a few years old. There were other older buildings in the school, but the principal building was quite modern, along with the technical block and the sports block, with its own swimming pool. Unfortunately, the swimming pool was quite unusable for the first term or so, as they discovered a crack in the pool. The principal block was designed in what I would call a brutalist architectural style. This style was quite popular in the 1960s and 1970s UK. One more thing, the designers hadn't included air conditioning in the new building. Perhaps basing it on past UK weather. Perhaps they didn't see the necessity. Perhaps they forgot. Other schools in the area were affected the same way. For students, this did have positive and negative consequences. Well, from a young teenager's perspective anyway. There was a law that if the temperature went above or below a certain level in a building, the people working there or being educated there had to be sent home to comply with health and safety regulations. There were other clauses within this law, so sometimes people might not get sent home. It wasn't quite as straightforward as people made it seem. However, in the summer of 76, the weather had been the most extreme that most people had ever experienced. Lots of children were sent home from school due to the extreme heat. My younger brother and my younger sister enjoyed this as they'd come home from school and my parents would take them out to play in the park and have ice cream. That opportunity was also available to me. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, my teachers were setting lots of homework as we were missing lots of lessons. The internet and Zoom classes didn't exist in that time. I remember being quite vocal about how it wasn't fair, how my younger brother and sister could go around the park, but I couldn't because I had so much homework. However, being a teacher now, many years later, I might have a different view, but I can understand why I felt left out. Also in this year, my young sister was a bridesmaid at a family friend's wedding during the summer. All the men were wearing suits, so it must have been very hot. The other thing that made me laugh, the hairstyles during the 70s, men used to have quite long hair, probably copying the pop groups that they idolised. And in some cases, the men at this wedding had longer hair than the brides. Well, I always think that's, and the bridesmaids, I always think that's funny. But that's my bizarre sense of humour. At the wedding reception, so many people were ordering cold drinks such as beers and lemonade because it was so hot that the bar ran out of these drinks completely and people started to drink spirits such as gin or vodka. The extreme heat also meant that the food was spoilt. The cheeses, the ice cream, the jellies, they all melted. Anything containing fish had to be consumed quite quickly. It was a shame because to cater for such a large number of people must have been expensive. Like most good things, when you are a child, it doesn't last forever. And although the hot weather extended into the long school summer holidays, towards the end, it started to rain and rain. That hot summer wasn't repeated until years later. And we now realise that the hot weather, or the cold weather, has become a scientific problem that has an adverse effect on the natural world. During the summer of 76, there was a ban on using hose pipes, and the government appointed a minister for drought due to the low level of the water supply. Quite ironically, the following year, the same man was appointed Minister for Floods. That's true. I always thought that was funny. Well, that's all for this podcast. I haven't been podcasting for a while because I took a little break. And now I've given you 5 podcasts in a row. I will be back later because I'm going to prepare some more. So thank you very much all for listening. Thank you very much for subscribing, downloading, and recommending the podcast to others. And thank you very much to taking the podcast listening statistics to over 800. I'm very grateful about that. So this is Steve saying until next time, take care, stay well, look after yourself, and enjoy the rest of your day. For me, today it is Sunday, but when this is broadcast, it's podcast, it will be Monday for you. I don't know what the weather will be like then, but today the weather is very sunny. Now I've finished my podcast, I'm going to sit out in the garden and read my newspaper. Bye bye.